Hello, hello, hello. Can everyone hear me? Okay. God is a good God. I think I have everyone connected. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prophetess Satin. All right. Why can't I hear anyone? Okay. So, Skype people, hold on. I've got to figure out how to do this.
Out of him, if we are anchored in the Lord. What? once he has healed your body, when the doctors say there is nothing else that they can do, then you can say, I know God is a healer. I can say them things because I've experienced them for myself time and time again. As long as you live on this side, God will deliver you out of something. As long as you on this side, you will be healed of something, whether it's healing in your body or healing in your heart, healing in your emotions, healing in your thoughts. You will be healed up and be delivered from it. And once you see how God moves, you know, when people start cutting up and tripping and acting silly, all you got to say, God, go ahead and fight my battle. And why God is doing that, what you do, you praise it. You worship it, God. You have no fear whatsoever. Why? Because he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll fight the battle for you. Just stand still and see my salvation. That's all you got to do. But in order to know all of that, you know that, you got to know him. You got to know him. Something that you want to share, what you got to say is what happened.
That I felt like I was missing family and my first family. I felt this was a day upon me because I'm instead of them to God, they would come, I wouldn't even sit on my feet. I either fasted and prayed all night long, and God allowed me one day when it was a Saturday, and I just got a report that was wet that Friday night. I said, God, I'm just going to lay before you and find a solution, and just give me a solution to the problem. And I had to get up and school on Saturday to get some water. I ran out of a bottle of water. And Moses Go was next to this restaurant that had dogs to eat. And these were people in it. You know, you can eat the restaurant. Why I was going to the store to get some water because I was just going to do a water fast. I wasn't going to have to eat anything all day Friday. I wasn't going to eat anything Saturday. I wasn't going to eat until God had given direction. And God said, see, their problem, but where are they? You enable them because you're always running to their rescue. And I said, well, God, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm just running when people call. But you know what? God put a 3,000-mile distance between them. So there was no running. But when I came here to the place where he had been, it was for instance, him. But now people were consuming my time. time that I had already set aside for God. So when it comes to loneliness, you just got to really seek God. And so, like, and if it's just, you know, that fear of loneliness coming on you, or after that, it will take it away. But if it's not a fear of loneliness, but it's just people forward and you enabling that, then what you'll do, he will separate you so you come to court. So we're going to go to prayer requests. So put my prayer request. The one, remember, Apostle Ivan Mitchell, who's still in hospital recovery. Also, I got a prayer request from a wife who is on dialysis work the week, either God healing supernaturally or he is up to the late. October 4th and 5th on Skype and on the line. We assume you're safe, but just in case you aren't, you confess God with your mouth and with your heart. That is the beginning of your salvation. And for sure, that are teaching the Word of God and living what they're teaching. So if this is you who given themselves to Christ, or if you're backslider, want to come back. Come on back. Come on across into the light, into that marvelous light, and be that salt that prophet for Kim spoke of earlier. Also, again, go ahead. The word has been said to all Jesus' mind, full, excited, so that we can see run the race and just be excited about Jesus. Again, I am a God that never fails. The scriptures, Joshua 21:15, Isaiah 55:11, he is the way maker. He is a miracle worker. He is a promise keeper. He is your God, and he is faithful. To God be the glory. Until the next time, stay connected to Prophetess PM. Join us tomorrow morning at 2 o'clock. If you're up for a rise and shine, great ministry. And then again at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'll post it online for a prayer that possible items will be fine. Again, but please, that's all the time for you. So it's no mind popping the set. We know all hearts are clear. We don't even say that. Because God has given us the grace of the clues to our popping. However you want to close this up. Remember, follow our process that what is on Facebook, a true vessel of the Lord. You want truth, follow her. If you don't want truth, don't follow her, but you're going to get the truth. God bless each and everyone. Until the next.